Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Offen Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. And we can now tell you with certainty we will have a Mystics player coming up at 6 o'clock. And I believe this will be her first interview since she was hurt. Georgia Amore, who is, of course, the 6th overall pick in the 2025 WNBA draft, and terribly tore her ACL on the second day of training camp, out for the season. We'll check in with Georgia, who's just a delight to talk to, coming up at 6 o'clock. Of course, her fellow rookie, Kiki Iriafen, just won Rookie of the Month in her first month in the W. So we'll talk to Georgia coming up at 6 as we're live here at Care First Arena. But it doesn't matter where we are. If it's 5:30 Eastern time on a Thursday, then we are going to hit you with some comments from the internet. It is time for Never Read the Comments.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby!
Never read the comments.
All right, you can watch the show live all 3 hours at the Team 980 on YouTube. Of course, you can also watch the highlights, if you will, at Craig Hoffman on YouTube. So subscribe to both of those places if you'd be ever so kind and you like watching a radio show. But it also provides great fodder in the comments section, where we read the best or at least the most thought-provoking coming up on Thursdays at 5:30, or at Thursdays at 5:30, not coming up at, because it's Thursday at 5:30. Big topic of the week this week on our page was a segment that Logan and I did going into just how good Brian Robinson is. Robinson, obviously the Commander starting running back the past bunch of years, entering the final year of his contract, and we were trying to suss out, like, is he an average back? Is he above average? Is he below average? How do we decide those things? And Logan and I had a big, long conversation about it. We also talked about Chris Rodriguez in the course of that conversation, if you want to check it out, on Take Command. But R. Charles 317 gets us started. He goes, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's an uneducated fan who thinks B-Rob isn't an NFL-caliber running back. That's like me going off on the waiter because the food sucked. I think with a better O-line in development, he could actually improve also. If you smell what Adam Peters is cooking. Anthony, would you like to give a full-on The Rock style if you can smell what Adam Peters is cooking, or would you just want to keep it moving with the analysis in the comments?
Would you like me to say, read this comment in The Rock's voice?
I would like you to try.
Got to stand up for this.
Oh, hold on. I need to adjust your camera then. I don't even know if it goes up that high. Can I get your face? Oh, there. Hold on. All right. There. That's good. That's good right there. Okay, go.
If you smell what Adam Peters is cooking,
That was pretty mediocre, Anthony, but that's okay. You're as usual, your effort level was extraordinarily high. Your enthusiasm is unmatched. Your execution is
lacking a little bit.
Yeah, but that's okay. You're put on the spot, and really, honestly, entertainment value-wise, A+, which is what we're after. As for more of the comments on B-Rob and then some thoughts on where he actually sits as a back in the NFL, Adam Blake, 4534, says, agree. Sounds like excuses for him. Talking about the O-line side of things in response to another comment about him not being that good. Agree. Sounds like excuses for him. At such an affordable position cap-wise, being average doesn't make sense. Those two comments don't feel like they should go together, but the reality is they actually go together perfectly. The thing about running back in the NFL is it is a position that, unless you are elite, it is very dependent on the system in which you play. And I mean that both the schematic system and the ecosystem of the offensive line that is blocking for you, how much threat you have on the outside, and thus what defensive schemes and fronts and coverages and personnel that you face. If you are a team that simply by having, say, a Zach Ertz on the field is going to draw some lighter personnel, that creates blocking mismatches. Where Zach Ertz is not the world's greatest blocker as a tight end. It's never been what he's, a borderline Hall of Famer for. But if all of a sudden they're going to match him in nickel and he gets to go block a defensive back, that's a much easier assignment for Zach Ertz than if he's got to block a linebacker or a defensive end. So there's certain things, and that's just one small example, but there's a lot of different things. And so is Brian Robinson good enough that if you provide a good system and good blocking in front of, will he get what's blocked and maybe a little bit more? Yes. Yes, I do think that is the case. But if that's all you're getting, do you want to pay that guy a second contract? I would say no. And that's the rub. I was trying to think of a word that's more, I mean, I can say the other one on the radio. It's just, we're a family-friendly show. That's the rub if you are an NFL running back is there's just a lot of you that are pretty darn good at the job. And even a guy like Chris Rodriguez is a pure runner. It is better or has been better, more productive if you look at the underlying data. But B-Rob more effective as a pass catcher. He's more dangerous down the field as a pass catcher, so you can split him out. He's a better pass protector. So there's a lot of other things that go into it. But when it comes to just being a runner, there's a ton of guys who can get the job done, and that makes it hard to stand out. And even if you're someone like Saquon Barkley, who is the best of the best, if you don't have the ecosystem, you're not going to help win a ton of football games. See Saquon's career with the Giants. Now, you put him in the right system, and he takes you from a really good team to Super Bowl champions, like the Eagles. But the needle doesn't move equally depending on how good your roster is around, and thus spending extra resources on a running back, unless you have the other stuff in place, is probably not a wise investment. And that's why, despite the fact that those two comments seem diametrically opposed, Anthony, I actually think they go together, yin and yang, quite well.
What would you say is Brian Robinson's best attribute? I think a lot of fans probably don't, or I guess are a little down on B-Rob because he doesn't have like one specific attribute that, you know, separates him, I guess, from other running backs.
That's a great question and a great point. Like, because I kind of just think he does everything well. Like, if you give him a wide open hole, like, he'll take it. I mean, he had the run against Tennessee for 40 last year. He's not super explosive, but, like, he reliably is going to get what's blocked. He doesn't get hit for a loss a ton. Like, he's got good but not great vision. Mm-hmm. He's decisive. That's probably the best. His best trait is probably his decisiveness. Like, he doesn't dance around in the backfield, but, like, decisiveness can be shifted too far one direction because you also have to be patient as a runner. And at times I think he shows good patience, but he's inconsistent. Like on Brian Robinson's best days, he is powerful, hard to tackle. He is explosive, and maybe not like top end speed, but he'll, you know, get reliably 4 as opposed to getting 2, which is a big deal to be in 2nd and 6 versus 2nd and 8. He has good vision, and on, you know, he'll see cutback lanes, but like Is he consistently excellent at any of those things? Is he going to create something out of nothing in the way that, you know, Bijan Robinson might? Is he going to force a ton of missed tackles? No. So that's why I think, like, ultimately after this season, unless he's agreeing to, like, a pretty mundane deal, you're almost better off just taking some, like, one, seeing what Kroski Merritt is as a seventh rounder, but maybe even you take someone in the second or third round next year who's on a rookie deal, and it's just cheaper than what you get on a veteran minimum deal.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A couple more thoughts on Robinson before we move on to some of the other big topics in the comments of the week. Dog Kush 28. I didn't know dogs were interested in that kind of thing. Croy Bethune of the Spirit has a dog named Kush. That's apropos of nothing. I think B-Rob is above average. He's got exceptional strength and good vision. Also doesn't fumble much. The issue last year was that I think he ran more timidly after his fumbles versus Philly and injuries. I think that's accurate, especially on the injuries part. Like, obviously he was running more timid. He wasn't, like, when you're not super explosive, if you lose a little bit, it is noticeable by a lot. And I think that's what happened at the tail end of last year. Tony Robinson, 8050, says, Craig, people tend to overanalyze everything. Brian Robinson is a good back, but not a lead back. I love how he says, they tend to overanalyze everything. He's this, but not that. No, that doesn't go together, but sure. He is a good back, but not a lead back. He will function at a higher level as the second banana if Kroski Merritt can become that lead back. There's a place for Brian Robinson in the NFL, but not as the lead back on a team contending to win a Super Bowl. Look, he's a good back that should be a part of a rotation. If you're not going to give him 30 carries a game, but if he's getting 15 to 20 and he can wear on defenses, he is a useful player to have at the right value. He's in the last year of his rookie deal, and I think that is kind of where I come down is, unless Brian Robinson shows something this year that we have not seen yet, in which case I'd kind of want to know why we haven't seen it yet, I find it hard to believe that they are going to bring him back, because paying veteran money for a running back, unless that running back is exceptional or, like, well above average, is not a wise use of your salary cap space in the NFL. Other big story that got a lot of commentary this week, commentary and comments, was the star players for the Commanders missing OTAs. Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, Terry McLaurin. And we talked about it on this show. We talked about it on Take Command as well. Juan Dixon for MVP says, great commentary on the importance of going to OTAs. I agree that Marshawn and Tunsil have clearly defined roles and expectations that don't rely heavily on what their teammates are doing. Left tackle and outside corner operate on an island to a certain extent. Training camp is more than enough for both of those players. That's kind of an interesting comment to me, Anthony, because, like, left tackle is a position on the offensive line where you get left on an island a lot. You just have to block that guy without help. And, like, especially if you're someone like Laremy Tunsil, right? If you are Brandon Coleman last year, you're getting a lot of – you're not on an island very often. You got chip help from a tight end. You got chip help from a back. They're sliding a guard that way. You're pushing back inside, whatever. Tunsil, hey, man, we signed you or we traded for you so that we don't have to do that stuff, that our running back can go help someone else or get out in a route. Our tight end can just get out in the route, and we can run more complex route concepts with more eligible receivers out in the pattern versus I really hope that this chip help buys us enough time for this three-man route to win. And if not, Jaden, please become the check down and start running. So that is true of that position. And obviously outside corner, if you're in man-to-man coverage, you are on an island by yourself and you gotta bow up and do your job. But those positions also are a part of probably the two groups on the team. I'm trying to think. Like, receivers are much more isolated than DBs. Receiver is a position where how you run your route off the other receivers matters, but it matters less than the coverage matters. If you are an offensive line, I think your ability to work together matters less than a defensive line. Defensive line, it matters, as we saw with the four horsemen of the apocalypse D-line, with Chase and Duran and John and Montez, where things were much more apocalyptic than they were, going well. But I think it's more critical on an offensive line. And for those reasons, like, it is something where I think that you having these guys in camp, especially because they don't have a bunch of stacked reps, building the camaraderie on and off the field is something that it would be very, very beneficial if they're here, albeit not the end of the world that they are not.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is about Tunsil, though, I feel as though we knew the kind of guy we were getting in Tunsil. And, yes, it would be great to have him here to, you know, build that type of camaraderie. But at the same token, that's part of the reason the Texans, you know, moved off him in the first place. He wasn't the guy that was bringing together this young group of guys they had in Houston. So I think on the Tunsil thing, I can understand, you know, him not coming to voluntary OTAs. And just understanding things won't be anything different until they put the pads on for the offensive lineman. Now, Lattimore, I still feel as though he should have been at camp.
To me, these are three separate cases in McLaurin, yes, who is totally understandable based off the fact that he is dealing with a contract situation and who he is in the franchise. Tunsil, who has done this his entire career, and is proven to still play. I know he had the false starts and whatever last year, but he was still awesome last year. Like, when the play actually happened, Laremy Tunsil was sick, and he's not going to not false start based off of being at camp or not, or at OTAs or not. Lattimore has done this the past bunch of years at OTAs as well, but I actually struggle with this, like, philosophically. Should it, if it's voluntary, how much does it really matter what your recent form is? How much does it matter what your stature in the league is? And I waffle on this. We got some comments along this front as well. True Anakin Skywalker. We got Star Wars characters watching our stuff now. Maybe it's just Clinton Yates. Maybe Yates is just doing a bit. He hosts the Star Wars podcast and everything, Anthony. So
this is Alias or something?
Yeah, clearly. I don't think Yates is talking about Commander's O-lineman missing camp. We'll see what he's talking about when he joins us tomorrow. Anyway, Terry not being there is understandable. It's troubling that the two new additions that are known to have certain character concerns aren't at OTAs. It may be nothing, but I also think it's good to see players have some form of self-awareness when they have those type of questions about their character. If you have self-awareness, you understand the concern and you address it by showing up to things like OTAs. And then you have, like, hater Texans fans who Lonnie Pearson's 4.63. Tunsil is not there because he is lazy and not a team-first guy, hence why he was traded. Enjoy watching him commit false starts at the worst possible times to kill drives. Okay, Lonnie. Escaped 1534 says, Tunsil, with his play, has earned the quote-unquote right to the voluntary time. Choose himself and his family. As for Lattimore, he has lost so many games to injury, I would recommend resting on some exotic beach. And this is kind of where I'm at, is like the comments about, you know, oh, Tunsil's, like, the reason I included that silly comment from the clearly bitter Texans fan is because if you don't show up, you open the door to that kind of criticism. Laremy Tunsil also doesn't care about that criticism. And if he shows up and he's awesome, like, I don't think anyone else is going to either. We'll remember that he missed OTAs next offseason when he's not here again. But I do think there is something to the fact that, you know, this, like, the culture is what people love about this team. And when I say people, I don't mean the fans. Fans love the winning. Fans love watching JD make plays, watching bombs to Terry. That's what fans love, right? But I think back yesterday to my conversation with Jonathan Jones, a guy who's, he doesn't have to show up for anything. He's been in the league for 10 years. Like, he's got Super Bowl rings. Like, they know who he is. But he's here. Why? Because, well, he's farther down the depth chart, sure, and there's I don't want to be obtuse about that. But, like, he was looking forward to being here amongst the guys because he really enjoyed that part of the camaraderie of being in football. And I think that's the thing that kind of – it's not for everyone, right? It's not everyone's favorite thing about playing team sports. Some people like the paycheck or like playing the games, and this is being around 90 other dudes and 100 whatever with staff is a part they tolerate, but they're super introverted, and it's just like, okay, this is what it is, but I need to go and recharge my batteries when I'm out. Or, you know, if you got kids or you just got married or, like, whatever the reason is, people are entitled to their time, and it is ultimately voluntary. But I think that can be true, the entitled where it's like, it's not the end of the world, they don't need to be in trouble, we don't need to talk bad about them, while also acknowledging there is something. And I think what's so hard is it's hard to quantify the something. Something is lost when you don't have especially three of your highest paid and best players being in the meetings around the team, able to go with dinner afterwards with the guys where all the bonding happens at this stage of the calendar where that culture is built. And that's the thing I just have a hard time trying to articulate. And frankly, it's not even I have a hard time trying to articulate. I have a hard time understanding exactly what the value is. And it's probably something that's dynamic and changes team to team and year to year.
I think with Marshawn, do you ever think, I guess, since we traded for him last year, that he was fully bought into, you know, what Dan Quinn and the staff was already preaching? Because, again, if he did, or he could also be sitting out for contractual reasons as well. We don't know that. We don't.
Yeah, he could. I don't think he is, but, like, I guess we'll find out if he misses next week and he's like, yeah. But, I kind of feel like if that was the case, we would have heard from his agent by now.
Yes.
Like, you can't – I mean, I guess you could be like, hey, we're not negotiating in public, but typically you negotiate at least a little bit in public. But that's how these things go. So – did he fully – that's a good question because I definitely think there's things he's done that they don't love. And I'm not just talking about, like, he gave up touchdowns, right? Like, I'm sure they didn't love him fighting with Mike Evans or A.J. Brown. That's not – like, they love the competitiveness, but they don't want the – like, they don't want the extracurriculars. It's just not really how they want to get down. They want to be physical but also within reason. So is he not bought in? I wouldn't go that far. That feels like a bit too much. But at the same time, this is kind of my question with Lattimore, right? Is if you're missing this part of the year where the culture gets set, do you even understand what you're missing?
Exactly.
And he joined in the – and, like, you get some of this in training camp for sure. You get some of this, or, you know, as the season goes or whatever. But he joined in the middle of a playoff hunt. And I think that building is pretty special and people know it. But, like, he was brought in under a specific set of circumstances. And I think this is the time of year where there was a chance for a reset. And that could still happen, right? He goes away, he resets, he does whatever he does in the spring. He's got his rhythm. This is what he did in New Orleans the last couple of years. And then he shows up in August and he's a part of the August routine of the team. He's around it. He loves it. And he's like, all right, I get it now. And some things change. Guys feel more comfortable with him. Because that's the other thing, too, is, like, are guys comfortable enough with him to check him? And same thing with Tunsil. If there's any issues, and I anticipate it less with Tunsil. because while Tunsil's a different cat, like, he's still one of the best in the league. I sincerely wonder, like, is the relationship built up enough to have people be able to check Marshawn Lattimore if he needs to be checked? That's kind of my question. And, you know, also, it's like 2 weeks. If he's there for mandatory minicamp next week and he gets a taste of it and then is set and he's there for, 10 practices in August, he will have already made up everything they did this time of year. So, like, that's why ultimately I still circle around to it's only so much of a big deal, but that's kind of, I guess, the math on it and how what people think is on the end side of the equal sign is, I guess, kind of open to interpretation. All right, if you want to get your comments in, you can, at Craig Hoffman, at the Team 980, on both Take Command and on the Hoffman Show. Highlights that we post in both places, and then we'll do this again next Thursday at 5:30. When we get back, I do believe Georgia Amor is set to stop by as we're live at Care First Arena, ahead of Mystics and Liberty tonight on the Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.